After they finished clearing what they could out of the light room, Meredith invited Art over for dinner. "It's the least I can do," she said. He shook his head.
"Appreciate the offer, but I don't think your mom would like it much."
"So?" He laughed once, but it quickly became a frown.
"Seriously, probably not a good idea."
"Why not?"
"It's complicated."
"What isn't with her?"
"I don't think you give her enough credit."
"Pot meet kettle," she smirked. "Come over, have dinner."
"Please."
She knew she'd won when he shrugged, all out of excuses. They said a brief goodbye, and Meredith went straight to the house, desperate for a hot shower. Her mother and Alice were back from the beach, probably had been for a while. Meredith doubted her mother would have lasted longer than an hour that close to the water, but she wanted Alice to spend time outside, to enjoy the place a little, even if it was only for a short time. She found her mother in the living room, flipping through a book without really looking at the pages.
"Did you two have a good time?"
Meredith asked.
"It was fine." Judith turned the page.
"Great."
Meredith was rooted to the spot, unable to leave. But with nothing else to say and therefore no reason to stay put. Maybe she was just expecting something more out of her mother. She wanted to tell her what she found in the lighthouse, but she wanted her mother to ask first, to at least pretend to be interested. It was like being 13 all over again. She noticed the wall behind the chair, full of pictures, none of which had Meredith in them. There were several of her stepdad, posed proudly in front of the lighthouse, the garage where he worked on stuff for the museum, and others with his arm draped protectively around her mother's shoulders, her mother sunken in with a tight smile on her face. In the far corner was a picture of her parents in front of the lighthouse, a tall man with slicked back, black hair between them, his smile all teeth and blood-red gums. She couldn't be sure, but it looked like the guy who was shouting outside the museum.